Earlier this month, one of NPR's longtime correspondents, Jackie Northam, became one of America's newest citizens. Northam was born on the Canadian prairies in a place called Medicine Hat, Alberta. Here she explains how the U.S. naturalization process allowed her to better understand the meaning of home.
The one question people have asked me over and over again is why? Canada, my birthplace, is a great country. Why would I want to change my nationality? Why not just renew my green card? Why would I want to become a U.S. citizen, especially at this point in time when America is losing influence in the world and its economy is in shambles? Well, it's just how things evolved. I started the process of renewing my green card, but before I knew it, I was completing a naturalization application. As that process played out over the next 9 months, I often found myself questioning my decision. I'm not like countless others before me, people escaping persecution and hardship, coming to this country to experience freedom, democracy, and the chance at a better life. Despite the jokes and the weather and my accent, I've always been proud to say I'm a Canadian. When the day finally came to take the oath of allegiance to the United States of America, I woke up feeling conflicted. I put on a white and red dress, the colors of the Canadian flag, and headed to the courtroom. A half a dozen good friends wanted to be there to see me take the oath. As I sat on one of the many long benches, along with the other immigrants, I looked over at my friends, waiting in the wings, acting up, enjoying the experience. And I realized they were a large part of why I decided to become an American. I lived for more than a decade overseas, in East and West Europe, in Asia and Africa. I was always pulling up stakes, starting over somewhere new, having to make new friends. I was always a visitor, a short-timer. I've now lived in the States for more than 15 years, and it's home. Waiting in the courtroom, I knew that I didn't want to be a visitor anymore. I wanted to make the commitment and be a part of the family. I was ready and willing to take the oath of allegiance. I stood during the oath, right hand raised, my left hand holding an American flag and a white Kleenex to wipe the tears that were flowing freely. And then it was over. I and 101 other people had just become Americans. And the very first thing I did was fill out my voter registration form and put it in the mail.
NPR's foreign affairs correspondent, Jackie Northam. This is NPR News.